Okay, we are on Samach Gimel and Bebeis, the first wide line on the bottom. The Gemara had just quoted the Shita of Rav Papa. So Papa who says not only does the person who shechts or sprinkles, or maybe the rest of the Chabur, not only are they responsible if other people in the group have chametz in their house and you'd violate the Isser of L'Sishar al Chametz Tabzivchi, but also the Kohen who is Makter the Emurin, the fast of the Karan Pesach, even he is part of the group. So Tani Kavas is Rav Papa, let's bring a brisa to support Rav Papa. Hashochet is a Pesach al Chametz over below Sasei. If you shat the karet pesach, you still have chametz. You violate the isur daraisa. Emasai. When is that true? Bisman. When there is chametz to who? Shehu l'shochet to the one who shechting. Ol lezorek or the one who sprinkles the dam on the mizbeach. The meiri adds on, or the one who does the two other avodas, the kabbalah and the halacha. That's not mentioned here, but also the two middle avodos. Ol echad ibdeach amura. Or if anybody in the group has chametz. If somebody in the chabura, at that time who is not in the chabura, has it somewhere in the world, in zochaklo, that you don't have to worry about. Only your chabura. Whether it's the one who's shechting or sprinkling, or the one who is maktir, the one who burns the fats, chayiv. That's the riot to a papa right there. The echad hamaktir chayiv. Aval, but the brisa continues, hamolek es ha'of, but somebody who does malika. Malika is the shechita of the birds in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, she did shechita on ofos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, she did what's called malika with the fingernail from the back of the neck. Hamolek es ha'of, ba'ar ba'asar, ain't over below sa'asei. But if somebody is molek, the shechita on a bird, on the 14th, he does not violate the lo'sa'asei. What does that mean? Rashi explains that it's not dafka anything about birds. It's nothing special about birds. It just means any other carbon on the 14th. This brisa is against the shita in the Mishnah of Rav Shimon that had said that this isser also applies to other carbonos. But this is actually, it might not be like Rav Shimon. I take that back. But Rashi just says that this really applies to any other carbon. It just says malikas ha'of because what's being shechted a lot on Erev Pesach afternoon, Mechusreki Purim. As we mentioned, whoever was Tameh, who wants to eat the Karan Pesach tonight, is bringing their carbon. And most Mechusreki Purim, Rashi explains, are ofos. That's why it says Hamolik is a of. But really, any other carbon besides Pesach, it says this. Any other carbon, ain't over below, so you don't violate it. It only applies to Pesach. Viramini, that's the price of the Sashita of, that's a riot to a pup. So says the Gemara Bramini, but I'll ask you a stira in the brises. The first brisa, just keep in mind, what the first brisa say, it included maktir, that even the Kohen who is maktir, the chelev on the Mizbeach, also violates. And also, number two, it excluded Malika Sa'of. It excluded other carbonos. So it had those 2 points, and it's going to be a double stira from the next brisa. Braminhi hashochet es haPesach al haChametz over below Sasei. If you have Pesach when you have Chametz, you violate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af haTamid. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Even the carbon Tamid of that afternoon, you're not allowed to have Chametz in your possession, even though the Tamid is beforehand. Amrulo. They said the Tanakhama says back to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Amrulo Pesach Bavan. No, not the carbon Tamid, just the Pesach. Emasai vizmachi ish l'shochet ol zorek olecha b'nei chabura. Only when the shochet has, or the zorek, or one of the other people in the group have, right? Maktir is conspicuously left out. Ha yelechad besofa olam ein zakek lo. If somebody has, you don't have to worry about it. If it's not in your chabura, v'echad hashochet, v'echad hazorek, v'echad hamolek, v'echad hamazeh chayiv. Somebody who shechts or sprinkles, or molek is, like we said, the malikas ha'of, or maze is what you do to a oaf after you shecht it. You squeeze the animal next to the mizbeach, and it squirts out the blood on the mizbeach. Chayif, so if any of those people are included, so then they also, if any of the chabura has chametz, so then they also are chayif. Aval haKometz is a mincha, but somebody, a Kohen, who does kemitza of a carbon mincha on Pesach afternoon, ain't over below Sasei. That's a different parsha, when the bringing of carbon mincha. All types of animals, okay, molek and shochet and maze, all of the Kohanim who are involved in Avodas HaBehema, they will be included. That if anybody in their chabura has chametz, they'll violate the Tzidar Aisa, but not a Kohen who brings a mincha to the Mizbeach. That's a different parsha. And the last line, a maktir, say murin, also the one who is maktir, the imurin of the carbon Pesach, ain't over below sase. he does not violate a lo sase. So, if you look at it, this is a double stira between these two brises. And the Gemara explicates it. Kasha malika amalika, kasha haktara ahaktara. It's a double stira. The first brisa said that a kohen who does malika on Pesach afternoon of an oaf, of let's say of a chusri kippurim, somebody has to bring an oaf because he's the chayiv to bring an oaf. So the first brisa says that kohen is not going to be chayiv. The second brisa says that kohen is going to be chayiv if somebody in the group has chametz. And then you have another stira, the haktara. The first brisa included haktara, that the kohen who's makter the chaylev is going to violate. The second brisa says not makter. So that's the stira the Gemara says. But before the Gemara answers, the Gemara first says, Ulu Taimeich, I'll ask you a better question. According to your reasoning, Tikshalcha Higufa, there's a stira within the second brisa itself. Diktani, look at the second brisa itself. First, that second brisa says, Lo Amru Ella BePesach Bilvad. First, that brisa says that only the current Pesach is what violates this Isra Lo Sishchal Al Chavis Dam Zivchi, which would mean all other karbanos you do not violate with any other avoda done by any other karban. V'hadar Tani, in the very next line of that second brisa, says Echad Ashochei, De'Echad Azorig, De'Echad Amolik, De'Echad Amazeh. Molik and Mazeh are obviously by other karbanos. You can't bring a bird and do Malika for current Pesach. So therefore, so you see the very next line is talking about other karbanos. So forget the steer between the two brises. How do you understand the second brisa? The second brisa which says, don't only by Pesach, and it says the other karbanos. Ella, so what did he answer? Ella, havaha, Reb Shimon. Really, both these brises are the shita of Reb Shimon. What was the shita of Reb Shimon? Remember Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon had said that the Isser of L'Sishcha L'Chabis Tam Zivchi even applies to other karbanos. But Reb Shimon also had the shita. Remember, the Reb Shimon had said, and we alluded to this on the Mishnah, that at the time that you're chayiv for this iser of for Pesach, you cannot violate this iser for any other carbon. That was shita Reb Shimon based on a pasuk which we're going to have later. That means on Erev Pesach, when you could violate this iser mishum Pesach, you cannot violate for any other carbon. That was the shita of Reb Shimon. Elohavah Reb Shimon. So now let's plug it in. Malika, Malika Lokasha, if it's all Reb Shimon. So the two brises don't so to each other. Malika, why? Kan ba'arba asar, kan b'chol shamoed. V'idi v'idi Reb Shimoni. The two brises are, depends when. The first brisa which says, you're pater from Malika, that's talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're chayiv for Pesach. That's the rule of Reb Shimon. You can't be chayiv. This iser is exclusive, one or the other. If you're at the time that you're chayiv for Pesach, you're not chayiv for other karbanos and vice versa. So the first price is talking about Erev Pesach. So you're chayiv for Pesach, so you're pater for other karbanos. That's why it says Molek is pater. But the second brisa, which says that Molek is chayiv, that's talking about Chol HaMoed. Talking about Chol HaMoed, and that's why it says, the first line of, you have to add this in. The first line of that second brisa says, you only say it by Pesach. That's talking about Erev Pesach. But the next line of that second brisa is talking about Chol HaMoed, which includes other karbanos and not Pesach. So that's the answer to the Sira within Malika. Haktara, ahaktara, nami lo kasha. What about the two statements of Haktara? The first brisa says that the Maktir is Chayiv. Like, that's how we got into this whole thing. That was the Shita of Reb Papa. The second brisa says, a Kohen who's Maktir the Chaylev of the current Pesach is not going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, that you have to say Tanoahi. It's a Machlokas Tanoim within Reb Shimon. Di'ika, de Makish, Haktara, l'shrita. Di'ika ma, de lo Makish. It's a question whether you compare the haktara to the shechita, to machlokas, whether you make that hekesh or not. That's the answer, haktara versus haktara. Continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid, the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yehuda holds even the carbon tamid of Erev Pesach afternoon. If you have chametz, you remember the carbon tamid is offered before the Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that even b'shas the carbon tamid, you already have to have your Pesach, your chametz out of your house. Remember, most of us haven't by chatzos already. But let's say the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is not only would you violate having chametz in your house, but you also violate shechting this karbon at the time when you have chametz. So my time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda's shita that even the karbon tamid is included? Amar lecha zivchi. The pasuk says, Lo sishal al chametz dam zivchi, the blood of my sacrifice. Zevach hamayuchad li. The carbon tamid is called Hashem's special carbon. Right? As it says, we say every morning, it's carboni lachmi li'ishai, reyach nichochi. Special relationship, the carbon tamid is every day, twice a day. Special relationship, that's called zivchi in the Torah. So that's how he knows, my new tamid. That's how I was referring to the carbon tamid. Sfasemis asked the obvious question then, that if that's referring to tamid, how do you know the pasuk refers to Pesach at all? So he says it must be there are two. The Sfasema says there are two psukim that say sivchi. So one's Pesach and one's Tabit. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rib Shimon Omer haPesach Barbasa. Rib Shimon's shita, which we just talked about, was that on Pesach. Whenever on Erev Pesach, you're chayav for this issue for Karban Pesach, but not other karbanos. On the rest of the holiday, and the rest of Pesach, you're chayav for other karbanos and not Pesach. What's his marker for that? My time at Reb Shimon. Dechsiv zivchi zivchi trei zimni. It says zivchi twice. Kari bay zevach zivchayai. So one of them read not zivchi, but you take the two. What you take? Rashi explains. You take one of the zivchis, take the yud away from it. So therefore, one of them is left as a zevach. That's Pesach. You put the yud with the other zivchi. So you read it zivchayai plural. My sacrifices. That includes all other karbanos. So one pasuk is as if it says zevach, which is Pesach. The other one says zivchayai, all other karbanos. But why did the Torah have two psukim? One that says zevach, referring to Pesach. One that says zevachayai, referring to all other karbanos. Why don't you just say one pasuk, zevachayai, which would include all karbanos? That's Reb Shimon. Lemeir to teach me that they're separate times. Bizman diika zevach lo mechayev zevachayai. Whenever you're chayev for this iser for the current Pesach, which is Erev Pesach, you're not going to be chayev for other karbanos. Bizman to like a zevach, when you're not chayev for, when there is no zevach, the rest of Pesach, mechayev azvachayai. So that's when you're going to be chayev for other karbanos. That is the shita of Reb Shimon. Ubamoi lishmo patra, Reb Shimon shita continues. That in the middle, later on Pesach, if you look back at the Mishnah for a second, what did Reb Shimon say? Third to last line of the Mishnah. On the middle of a Pesach, if you would shech this Pesach, lishmo, you'd be pater, because Pesach, on Pesach, l'shem Pesach, is a karban that but it's puzzle, and therefore you're going to be pater, shalo lishmo chayiv. But shalo lishmo, if you had shechted the karban Pesach, shalo lishmo, on chalamoi. You have your current Pesach that you did not use. You shecht it l'shem shlamim, so that's a shechita ru'uya, and therefore you'd be chayiv for the Israel of l'sishan al-chamis dam zivchi. Says the Gemara, time at the shalom l'shmo, the only reason that this Pesach is going to be kosher on the rest of the days of Pesach is because you dafka shechted it shalom l'shem Pesach, you shechted it l'shem shlamim, mashma hastama pater. What if you would shecht it without any das? Stam das. So that would be a shechita psula. So the Gemara asks why? The Amai. Pesach, Mashiach, Mosh, Hashem, Shlomim, Avi. Don't we know, haven't we said, that a Pesach, not an Erev Pesach, automatically turns into a Shlomim? So it should be that not only if you shech this used to be Pesach Karban, if you shech this Pesach Karban on Chol HaMoed, not you shouldn't need Shalom L'Shem Pesach, Stoma should be enough. Why should you dafka have to think Shlomim? It is a Shlomim. So even if you don't think anything, it should work as a Shlomim. So the Gemara says, what's mashma? Shmasmina, you learn from here, a sugi that we're going to discuss Bez Hashem in 9 days from now. Pesach, Bishar, Yemos, Hashana, Bo'i, Yakira. There's a machlokas later on. Is it really true that a Pesach automatically turns into a Shlomim? Or you have to do something, you have to be oker, you have to uproot the Shem Pesach and bring it to a Shem Shlomim. So this is a smach. This mission is a smach that maybe you'd have to uproot it. Because stam das would not be enough. You'd have to be oker it from its name of Pesach. So is this a raya? So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a raya. Amar Reb Chiya bar Gamda, nizrika mipi chabura. The idea was thrown out of the group, meaning everybody agrees to this. The Amru, kigon shahayu bailim tamei meis. Really, this was the case that of the Mishnah that requires you to be okerit, not that it's a general rule. Dafka here, you have to think l'shem shlamim. Even though other days of the year, a Pesach stam would be a shlamim. Peep the bailim or tamei meis, vini dachin l'pesach sheni, the stami l'shem pesach koi. The difference is because the Bailim were Tamei, they're obviously saving this carbon for Pesach Sheni. That's why this case that the Mishnah is talking about, it retains more of its status as a carbon Pesach. And that's why if you'd want to get it as a Shlamim, you'd have to think a Shlamim. But other, if it's not talking about this type of case, let's say it's just an extra carbon Pesach, let's say it's a Pesach before Pesach. So then some other case like that, where it's not specifically earmarked as much as in this case, where you know for sure the Bailim would tell me they're going to use it again, that's where you need Akira. But otherwise, you would not need Akira of the Karban Pesach. Okay, that finishes up that discussion of all the Machshavos Psulos. Now we get into... Is the water hot, by the way? Is the water hot yet? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, it's not hot yet. Mayor's going to take care of me. Okay, thank you. So Masnisan says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about exciting stuff. Exciting ideas. What happened? What was the avoda of the current Pesach? So let's try to picture the scene. Those of you who have been to the Machon HaMikdash, I have one of these pictures in my house. This is one of the pictures that they have hanging up. What it looked like of the Avodah of the Karan Pesach, what it looked like with all the Klal Yisrael and all the Kohanim, is described right here in this Mishnah. That's where they got it from. HaPesach Nishabachal Shalosh Kitos. All the people, all the Jews that came to offer the Karan Pesach, it was shechted in three groups. We're going to learn Makoros for this in a couple of minutes. But remember, not every Jew had to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karan Pesach. There's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But they didn't have to come to the Karan Pesach. Let's say some of us would stay home and get ready for the Seder, and we'd make a shliach, one for our group, to be shofi to give it to the Kohen. And then they'll bring it back, and we'll lead it at the Seder. But not every Jew has to go into the Azara. You can split up the family. Some of you will go to the Beis HaMikdash. Some of you will stay home and get ready for the Seder. But that's whatever Jews went, and we'll see what the minimum number of Jews were. L'chora, there were hundreds of thousands of Jews that went. HaPesach, at least. HaPesach Nishab Shalosh Kitos. You split up the entire Jewish people into three groups. Shneamar, as it says, V'shachtu Oso, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. That's the Pasuk. So we learn out Kahal, the Eda, the Yisrael. Three groups. Nichnas HaKarishon, the first group goes in. Nismala HaAzara, the Azara gets filled up with Jews. Na'alu Dasos HaAzara, they lock, or it gets locked, we'll see in the Gemara. The doors of the Azara get closed. Remember, there were doors of the Azara. This does not mean the doors of the Heichal. There's the Kodesh Kodashim, remember? Then there's the Kodesh, which is also called the Heichal. That's just east of the Kodesh Kodashim. In the Heichal was the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaKetores. A little bit, keep going east in your head. Then you have the doors of the Heichal. Those always have to be open, whatever Avodah is done. That's what happens in the morning. The Mishnah in Tamid. Mishnah Tamid says in Parak Gimel, Lo haya shoket ha-shoket ha-shashomea kol shar ha-gadol sheniftach. That door always has to be open. The call of the Heichal. We're talking about here, outside the Heichal. Now, keep going east in your head. Now we have the big Mizbeach, the Mizbeach. First you have the Kiyar, then you have the Mizbeach HaFitzon. The Kiyar was in between the Mizbeach HaFitzon and the Heichal. So now you keep going east of that Mizbeach HaFitzon. That's that big open space of the Azara. To the east of that is the door of the Azara. That's what we're talking about was closed. After the Jews fill up, Yisraelim are allowed to go into that spot with Zorich, which we'll talk about in a minute. So once that's filled up, the door closes behind them, so that you don't have all the Jews going in, because you need the three groups. So the doors close. Those doors are the Nikanor. Yeah, the Nikanor was there, so that might have been the Shara Nikanor. The Ezras Nashim is a little. Is that the Ezras Nashim? The Ezras Kohanim. The Ezras Nashim is outside more. The Ezras Nashim is the next one out. This is the Ezras Kohanim and the Ezras Yisrael. So Knesset Chat Rishona, it might be referring to the gates on the further one, meaning outside the east of the Ezras Nashim, not just the east of the Ezras Yisrael. You have to look it up. I'm not sure exactly which gates of the Azara, but the point is, it's not the doors of the Heichal. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Continues the Mishnah. Nifzak Rishon Nisbal Azara Nilo Dalsar Azara Taku Bariya Bataku. They blew shofar. Hakwanim Omdim Shiros Shiros Ubi Yedeyem Bazichei Kesev Bazichei Zav. Imagine the scene. They have all the Jews with their Pesach. And the Kohanim are in a line from where the Jews are all the way until the Mizbeach. You have all the Kohanim lined up in rows. Rows and rows. Some of them holding golden bowls. Some of them holding silver bowls. Shura Shakula Kesef Kesef. Shura Shakula Zav Zav. V'lo hayumu ravin. They didn't mix. They wanted it to be beautiful. They wanted it to be neat. So they had rows of gold and rows of silver. All the way. The bottom of the bowls were pointy. It didn't have a bottom because they didn't want the Kohanim to ever put it down and the blood might congeal and it wouldn't be Roy anymore for Zrika. So that's why they had pointy bottoms so that Kohanim always kept it in their hands. So what happened? Here we go. The Yisrael Shechts. Yisrael Shechts? We're going to get to that. Shechita Kshir Bazar. We had a shir about that a couple weeks ago. A Yisrael is allowed to do the first Avodah, the Shechita. The next three, a Yisrael cannot do. Cashing the blood, taking the blood to the Mizbeach, and sprinkling, that is not allowed by a Yisrael. But a Yisrael can do the Shechita. That's what he says here. Shachat Yisrael. We'll talk about it more on the Gemara. The Kibbal HaKohen, the Kohen catches the dam. No, so the Chaveiro, the Chaveiro, the Chaveiro, and then they pass it. Assembly line. They pass the bowls one to the other, to the other, to the other. All the way. Umakabalas Amaldi Umaxeres Harekan. And as they pass, the Mishnah says, first the Kohen receives the full blood that he's passing towards the Mizbeach. Then he'll give the Kohen in front of him the empty one. First he takes the full one, then he gives back the empty one. Umaxeres Harekan. First he takes the Mali and then he gives back the Rekan. We'll see why. Kohen Akar Vitzel Mizbeach. And then the Kohen that's near the Mizbeach, the one that's all the way close by, Zarko Zrika Achas Kenegar Ayisod. he sprinkles once, which the current, if you look in the Mishnah, it says, Makoman, it says, thank you very much. The Pesach is sprinkled once. Every carbon has different laws of sprinkling. The Chatas, as we mentioned, is sprinkled four times on each of the Kronos, Shlamim and Olish, Shtayim, Shein, Arba. Pesach is sprinkled once. Keneged HaYisod, what does Keneged HaYisod mean? Next to the base of the Mizbeach. What does that mean, next to the base of the Mizbeach? So, if you think of the Mizbeach, think about, in your head, north is on top. Bisman and Gemara, they thought east was on top. But if you think north is on top, so the Mizbeach is facing, the ramp is on the south side, going north, and the Mizbeach, you're going up the ramp, you walk north. There was a base surrounding the Mizbeach. The base went all across the north side, and all across the west side. It stuck out a little bit on the east and on the south, just an amma, stuck out. But it was full on the north side and on the west side. Why is that? Why didn't it go all the way down the east side? On the south side, you had the ramp there, so it was stuck. It couldn't go any further. But why not? So the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that there's a halacha, that the entire Mizbeach has to be in the chelek of Binyamin. The entire Mizbeach has to be there. It's a special din. And the border of Binyamin and Yehuda was right there. So that's why they had to cut off a corner of the Mizbeach. They couldn't have a Yesod on that side because the whole Mizbeach, right, based on the Unkelis, on Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, Pazagados HaBracha, he eats like a wolf, that's referring to Karbanos. So the entire Mizbeach has to be in Chelek Binyamin. And therefore, that corner didn't have a Yesod, didn't have the a regular corner. It was cut off. It wasn't a perfect square. So says the Mishnah here, you have to sprinkle the dam kineged ha-yisod. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you sprinkle the dam on the bottom of the Mizbeach. You have to sprinkle it somewhere on the Mizbeach so that when it drips down, there is a yisod there. That means only on the north or the west side. That's where the blood was sprinkled, but not sprinkled on the east side where there was no yisod. That's how Rashi explains here, kineged ha-yisod. And again, Pesach, you don't have to sprinkle with your finger. The Kohen doesn't dip in his finger and then sprinkle it. That's only by a chatas. Do you need etzba? But you take the cup and you just, you know, fling it, and you just throw it, and the dam goes onto the Mizbeach. Why couldn't they walk the dam over? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. We'll talk about it in the Gemara, why you have so many Kohanim involved. Yatzakat Rishona, V'nechlesakat Shnia. So, the first group finishes, they leave, second group comes in. Yatzah Shnia V'nechles Shlishis, the third group goes out, second group goes out, the third one comes in. K'maisah Rishona, Kachmasiyah Shnia V'shlishis, and they repeat the second, they repeat everything for the second and the third group. Chabru was a Hallel, they start saying Hallel. Who is saying Hallel? Rashi and Sukkah says, the Yisraelim are saying Hallel, while they're doing the Shchita. The Jews are saying the Hallel. Tosfos here, and the Rambam says, the Levium was saying Hallel, not the Israel. So Machlokes, who was saying the Hallel? Im Gom Rushanu, if they finished the Hallel and the Avodah was still going on, they said it again. Vim Shanu Shileshu, and if they said it again and they still didn't finish, they said it a third time. Afa Bishloshusha B'yameyim, even though that never happened. The Kohanim were so fast and there were so many Kohanim going, even though you have hundreds of thousands of Jews here and you have a lot of Karbanos, still they never got to the third type of Hallel. I don't know if they stemmed Hallel slowly or depending on the Chazanim, and they got here very quick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mimeim Shalkat Shlishis, Lo Higiel of Ahatik Yishma Hashem, Risha Ama Mu'atin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the third group was always pretty small and they never even got to the Ahavti Kiyishma Hashem, because the Am was small, the third group was small. So many of the Bali Musar talk about they didn't get to the V'ahavti, what's the Remez, that these people didn't have such Avas Hashem to jump to be part of the earlier groups. And the Pashas is, you don't want to push and shove either. But again, that's the Remez, they didn't get to V'ahavti Kiyishma Hashem. Okay, K'machseya B'akokha, Maseya B'Shabbos, says the Mishnah, exactly what was done on the weekday, it was done on Shabbos as well. Ela shehakohanim madichin es ha'azara shelo bertzon chachamim. But the Kohanim used to wash the Azara floor against the wishes of the rabbis. We'll get to what the problem with this was in the Gemara. But what did they used to do? Remember, think about the Beis HaMikdash, got a little dirty on the floor. So how did they wash? There was dam, there was other stuff, there was other schmutz. So they had an amma, they had like a little aqueduct, open pipe that went through the floor of the Azara. So usually it was open on the bottom. So when they wanted to clean out the Azara, they put a stopper into the hole so that the water went up and the water mixed with the blood all over the floor of the Mizbeach. Then they took the stopper out and then everything flushed down and that would clean the Azara. So they used to do that on Shabbos, and Chazal say that it was against Shelo Bertzon Chachamim. That's what the Kohanim used to do, though. Rabbi Yehuda, we'll get to what the problem with that is. Rabbi Yehuda says another halacha, kos hayim amadim midam ta'aroves. At the end of the day, when you have all these different bloods on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to take one cup of blood from mixed in from all the bloods, zarkos riga achas lagabi ha-mizbeach, and they used to do one more zrika on the mizbeach. And again, lohodi lo chacham, the chacham did not agree that that should be done. Three lines from the bottom. Ketzad tol lenu mafshitin. So how did they hang and skin the Korban Pesach? Remember, they have to skin it now because they're going to take it home to eat it at the Seder. So this is what they did. There were these poles. There were these little hooks that were sticking out of the walls and pillars. The north side, let's say it this way, the Korban Pesach itself could be shechted anywhere in the Azara. It's Kashi Kalim. Only Kashi Kashim has to be shechted to the north side of the Mizbeach. Kashi Kalim shechted anywhere. But the north side of the Mizbeach had a section called the Beis Mitbachaya. We had that phrase a couple of weeks ago. The shechting place. They had hooks there to hang the animals on in order to be able to skin it. Shebahen tolu umafshitim. With those hooks, they used to be tolu umafshitim. Call me she'ein lo makam l'tlosu l'hafshit. Let's say, you know, you got there and they're all taken already. Right, and there's no place for you to hang your animal. So maklos dakim achalakim hayusham. There were pegs that were had little slits in them. Manicha akesav akesav chaveiro, and you took those pegs and you held one side. Your friend in your chabura held the other side. You put the animal into the pegs because there were these slits to hold the animal, and you're able to tol lamashit, and you do it that way. Reb Elazar Omer, Reb Elazar has a chumrah. Yudal shecholias b'Shabbos. If erev Pesach was on Shabbos, then you weren't allowed to use these pegs. Why are you allowed to use these pegs? That's a discussion. Rashi and Masecha Shabbos had said the pegs are muksa. That's why you can't use these pegs. They weren't designated. Rashi here says otherwise. Rashi here says, no, because you're gonna have to make the slits. You're gonna have to be masaking them on Shabbos, and they won't be ready. So I'm asking Rashi to do that before Shabbos. What's the big deal? Either way, that's what Rashi here says. So when it falls down on Shabbos, what do? You can't use the pegs. So maniach yado kazav chaveiro, you use your hands. Chaveiro ksefo, you put your hands out, each on the shoulder of your friend, but tolo mafshit, and you somehow hold the animal and you mafshit it that way. Karav ahosias emurav. Then what do? You take out the fats of the animal that's going to be burnt on the mizbeach. Nasnu b'magis. You put it into a bowl. V'kfir nagami mizbeach, and you give it to the kohen and he offers it on the mizbeach.
Who did
the skinning? L'chor, the kohenim did it. Only the baal could do shchita. What, could the baal come back in? Maybe could the baal come back in and do it? Maybe they did. How did they know which one was theirs? That's a good question. How did they know which one was theirs? They didn't have collars, right? So they had to know. I guess you have to keep it in mind, right? Because you can't have shlolim nuyef, right? Similar to the case in Sukkah. All right, yes, you had a couple of days ago, right? The case with all the lulavim in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to come, they used to fight over the lulavim, and they made a takana. Everybody's mafgir, but here you can't do that. Here you have to be menuyin. So lechora, it could be that the Yisraelim could do it also. Let's check. Maybe the Yisraelim could do it because it's not a part of the avoda. Right, as part is the skinning. So Yitzchak Rishon of Yashua Bahar Abayis. So continuing, what happened when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? The first group went out and stayed on Har Abayis. Rashi here explains that there was no Erev, so therefore they couldn't schlep their Korban Pesach home. They just went right out. Why didn't they put an Erev? Separate question. But they went out, they stayed on Har Abayis. Shnia Bachel. The second group after they went out stayed in the Chel, which is an area right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Vashlish has been called Omedes. And the third group stayed where they were until after Shabbos. Why Dafka? Why does it say? It says Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos. Unbelievable diak. Why does it say here the first group Yashva sat and the third group Omedes? Because Ein Yeshiva Bazara Lamachos Beis David Govad. We know nobody's allowed to sit down in the Azara except for Malchus Beis David. So that's the remes here. The Shlishes are still inside the Azara. That's why Omedes. They have to stay in the whole day. They can't sit down. Chashcha, once it gets dark, Yatzav Asalos B'Shei. Then they went out and roasted their Korban Pesach. Because remember that Tzliya was also not Docheh Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein HaPesach Nishchad El B'Gim HaKitos or Shloshim Shloshim B'nei Adam. Every one of the three groups had to have at least 30 people. My time, what's the makar? Kahal V'Eidah B'Yisrael. It says three, that pasuk, Kahal V'Eidah B'Yisrael, the Me'iri here explains. So what's the makar? Eidah we know is 10. But it says by the Meraglim, that's the makar for a minion. Right? It says, how an masa la Eidah Hara Hazos. So Eidah Hara, Yeshua and Kalib are not excluded in Eidah, but they're not part of the bad Eidah. So you know Eidah is 10. And if Eidah is 10, so we assume the other Lashonas are also 10. So Kal and Yisrael. By the way, we had, I think, one of the acronym in Masech Shabbos, Brachas, wherever this came up, and that is, how could the makar for minion be from Eidah, the Meraglim? You know, you would think. So there's another makar, Yerushalmi, I think, we had quoted then. But this is Eida calling Yisrael. That's 30. Misaf Kalam, but we're just not sure. Ibabas Achasi Bezacharzeh. We're not sure if the Torah wants everybody, this Kahal, Eida, and Yisrael, they want them all together or one after another. So we have to do both. That's why we need three groups, each of 30. The Ibabas Achas Ha'ika. Because if the Torah required really one after another, so you have 10, 10, and 10. One after another. I'm saying, if you want to be zachar, so you can be on it all at once, you have it, because you have 30 right away. And if the Torah really wanted one after another, ha'ika, you also have it, because that's why you do 30, then 30, then 30. Hilkat Amari just ends off by saying, if this is all true, 50 would be enough. You don't need 60 Jews. Why? The Eilit Lassin, you have 30 go in, and then you just keep switching 10. V'avdi, and they all do their Pesach. V'aili asara v'nafki asara, aili asara v'nafki asara. So really, 50 would be enough. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Nichus Akari Shona. So what did it say? The first group goes in, and the door is closed. The language of our Mishnah was Na'alu Dalsas Ha'azar. So now we have Machlokas. Na'alu. Itmar. Abaya Amar Ninalu Tznan. Abaya says it was closed. Rabba Amar No'alin Tznan. They closed it. My Beinayu. So what's the difference? Iki Beinayu Lemis Lachanisa. Are you allowed to be somech on the nes? Are you allowed to just go in and say, you know what, whenever there's enough Jews in this group, Hashem's going to close the doors? Right? Or do you have to be worried that you have to close the doors because you want to make sure that there are three equal groups? So Abaya Amar Ninalu Tan, Abaya says, Ninalu, it gets closed, Kama to Ailu Mailu, whoever goes in, goes in, and then, you know, you're somech on the nes, and you don't have to worry about it. Rava Amar Noel Intan Vosabchina Nanisa. Rava says, no, Noel Intan, you have to close it. You can't be Somechal and Ace. That's the Machlokas between Abaya and Rava. By the way, if you remember, we referred to this last week when we said Rava had explained the Machlokas. We had a Machlokas about the times of the Tumid and the Pesach. So one of the opinions there was Rava, who said you have to do it later in the day because you have to be worried that the meat is going to get spoiled. Michmar Bisra. So we asked over there, what do you mean? One of the 10 Nisim every day in the Beis HaMikdash was the meat never got spoiled. So we said, it's Rava Lishitaso, Ein Som Chanal Anes. I said, I'm going to come to that this week, and that's this today, Rava says, Ein Som Chanal Anes. The question that many of the Achronim ask, the Tzlach, and the Ben Yehoyada here, is that we know that the first Perek in Yuma discusses how we were misakin another Kohen Gadol, an extra Kohen Gadol, just in case the Kohen Gadol was Ra'a Keri Balayla during the time before the Yom Kippur. So we need another Kohen Gadol just to be safe. So ask the Achronim, that was also one of the Nisim in the Mishnah in Avos. V'lo Ra'a Keri, Kohen Gadol Keri B'Yom Kippurim. Right? He never saw Keri. So what are we worried about? Right? According to Abaya, Samchina Nanisa. So that's why all the Achronim here have interesting chilukim about when you are so mechal anes and when you're not. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Venir Ali, over there you're not just worried about Keri. That's why they're getting another Kohen Gadol. Maybe you're worried about he's not going to be Roy, he's going to die, right, in the Kodesh Kadashim. And you're going to need another Kohen Gadol to do, so there's no nes, lo haya Kohen Gadol that died, that never occurred. Said, the Hasimika od chashash acheres, shema lo haya marutza l'shamayim, v'ikanis v'yamos, yeah? Maybe he'll become Tabi in another way. Exactly. So it's not just Keri. So that's what Ben Yoyada says. The Tzlach has another idea. Nir Lani is Daiti. Da'ad Kan, when does Abaya say Samchina Anisa El Adavar Shebediyevet Kasher? You only say you're allowed to be Samech on a Nes when, if it wouldn't occur, you'd be Yotzi anyway. It's okay, Bediyevet. Bediyevet, if you have all Jews in one big group, it's also okay, Bediyevet. So worst comes to worst. The Nes doesn't happen. What can you do? So that's where Rabbi says Somchan al Anes. But in the case of Adavish Ma'akib b'di'eved, Gamamayabo doesn't some below Samchin and Anisa. So it's going to be Ma'akib b'di'eved. Even Abaya would agree, you're not Somchan on the Nes. If the din that you, if it doesn't happen, then whatever you're going to do is going to become puzzle. So that's what he explains, Kohen Gadol. And that's where, amazingly, he says there's a Rambam that says b'di'eved, if you shecht with one group, all the Jews in one group, it's Kasha b'di'eved. The Kesef Mishnah says, how do you know it's Kasha b'di'eved? Where's his source? Says the Tzlach, this is his source. The fact that Abaya could say, you're somech on a nes, that's the raya for the Rambam. Because the Rambam assumes that Abaya can only say that if b'di'eved something would be kosher. So that is, others say maybe Tzarchei Rabim a different, again, different answers given to this question according to Abaya. Continues the Gemara. V'haditznan, we have the Mishnah in Idios. We have this all the way back in Maseches Brachos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shalom, Sha'akavia ben Mahalalel nisnada. How could you say that Akavia ben Mahalalel was put in the Cherim? Remember the story? Remember the background? The story was Akiva ben Mahalalel Paskin. There was a machlokes whether you give the meisota to a gioris, to a convert woman. Is she included in the whole parsha of meisota? It says Bnei Yisrael. Maybe it's not gioris. So there, Akiva ben Mahalalel. So Shmai and Avtalion had said that yes, you do. You give, do give it to a gioris. And Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Mahalalel, was said to have said Dugma Hishkua. Hey, you know why Ishmael and Avtalion said that? Because they're Gerim themselves. So of course they said Gerim, like regular Jews. That's what they want to say. They're Gerim. Of course they're going to say that. So that was in Brachas Yates. So the Gemara there records that Akavya was put in Gerim. Chas v'shalom to say that the Rabbanan were influenced by subjective reasons, and therefore just because they were Gerim, that's what they said. They weren't objective. They put him in Gerim. That's what the Gemara is. That's what the first opinion in the Mishnah in Idia says. The second Gemara says Chas v'shalom. How can you say that about Akavya ben Mahalalel? After all, and that's where we pick up the story. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shalom. How could you say he was put in Chayrim? Shakavi ben Mahalalel nisnada. She'ein azar nin elos al-kaladim Yisrael. B'chachba v'yereschei kakavi ben Mahalalel. When the doors of the Azara were closed, there was nobody in there that was greater than Akavi ben Mahalalel. In Chachma or in Yereschei. So that's, so you see, so there's no Jewish, nobody in the Jewish people. So that's what they say, he wasn't put in Chayrim. But how do you interpret this word of the doors of the Azara weren't nin elos? So that's what we're going to say. Abayim and Rava each interpreted according to how they learn. Abayim and Tarzatame, Rava and Tarzatame, Abayim and Tarzatame, Abayim fits into his reasoning. Ein ba'azara b'shashen ninala, when it closed by itself. Al kol adam Yisrael b'chachma v'yerschei kakavi b'mahalalo. So he says it's ninala. Rava and Tarzatame, Rava has it according to his shita. Ein ba'azara b'shashen noel inosa. Al kol Yisrael b'chachma v'yerschei kakavi b'mahalalo. So he says closed, not when it closed automatically. Tanu Rabbanon, may olam lo nismaich adam ba'azara. There was never a Pesach where somebody got smushed or trampled on. There was never, never happened in all the years. Chuzi Pesach echad, except one time there was one Pesach that had happened. Shahayi b'imei Hillel, shenizbaich bo zakin echad, rachmano etzlan, there was one zakin that got trampled. V'hayakarin oso Pesach me'uchin. And forevermore they used to call that Pesach the smushed Pesach. Right? The one that trampled Pesach. The one that the zakin got hurt. What's the point of that? Oh, so what's the point of that? So I thought maybe this is a riot to the Torah Tamima. What's Torah Tamima? So it says it, one of the other Nisim in Perkei Avos, right? What does it say? V'lo Amar ben Adam l'chaveiro, sarli hamakum sha'alan b'Yerushalayim. Nobody, there was always room for everybody in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. That was also one of the Nisim. So one second, that was one of the Nisim, so how could somebody get smushed? Right? It was never too narrow. So the Torah Tamim has an unbelievable diyuk. We mentioned this Shabbat Shuva a couple years ago. He says, "V'lo Amar ben Adam lechaveiro sar li hamakom." The nace wasn't that it wasn't sar; it was sar. It was narrow, but the nace was they didn't complain about it. V'lo Amar ben Adam lechaveiro. That's the nace. Sar li hamakom shalom yishalim. It was smush, but again, what can you expect? A lot of Jews, but they didn't complain. That was the nace. So mitzias wise, it could be. So that's why he got. That's how it could be that it got trampled. That's why they called it pesam uchin. Maybe this is what this is the basis part of his shita. Tana Rabbanan. Maybe it's proof to right. Maybe it's proof to Rava. He's open on ace. Okay. So did he not complain, or he didn't? He wasn't heard. Wasn't heard. Tana Rabbanon. Pamakash bikes Agrippas Melach litain ena bochlusi Yisrael. One time, King Agrippas wanted to see how many Jews there were. Amr le kohen gadol tain enecha b'psachim. So he said to the kohen gadol or the kohen, give me your psach. Let me see your psachim. He's going to count the carbon as Pesach. Not dal kulya. Mikol echad, he took the kidney of every karban. V'nimsu sham shishim ribo zuge klayos. He found there 600,000 pairs of kidneys. 600,000 pairs of kidneys, meaning 1.2 million. Kfalayim ki yotzi Mitzrayim, which is double than the yotzi Mitzrayim. Chutz, and this is besides Tamei, Shaybech, Rechoka, Vein, right, besides the people who were bringing Pesach Sheni. Right, the people who are tame or far away on our Pesach. And every one of these kidneys, which was part of a current Pesach, had at least 10 Jews as part of every sheep. That's a lot of people. So that year they called it the Pesach of Me'uvin, which means a lot, thick. Which means the Pesach that had a lot of Jews, because there were so many Jews that year bringing the carbon Pesach. Why didn't he just use the Machzis HaShekel? You know, that was brought a couple weeks before. Why did Dafka count the Karban as Pesach? So no, the Dvar Shmuel says that no, he wanted to see how many Jews were bringing the Pesach, how many Jews were coming to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not how many Jews there were. How many Jews were given Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to the Beis HaMikdash? That was the issue.
I don't understand the concept. Every Jew were
on behalf. Every Jew had to have a Karban Pesach brought on behalf of him. They didn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash.
So somebody leaves north.
No, they come to Yerushalayim. They don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, so they come to Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
And the Karban Pesach brought
Karban. Right.
So there was no way for them to get home.
There was that. What do you mean? If they're in Yerushalayim, the old city's not so far from the rest of Yerushalayim. They're not going home. They have to eat. They have to eat the Karban Pesach. So yeah, it takes an hour. It takes 45 minutes, an hour to walk. Back, how far are you going? They're not talking about going to a suburb of Yerushalayim. It doesn't go by the O2 area code. Okay, so that's why he's here. He's here for Yantin. He's in Yerushalayim for Eliyahu Regel. He's there for the week. They were all in Yerushalayim for the week. Nobody went home. No. That's how let the mitzvah of Eliyahu Regel. They all went to Yerushalayim. They all went to Yerushalayim. They're all there. Where they stay, that's part of the Nes also, that everybody opened up their homes, all the hotels were full, Baruch Hashem, all the Jews were there. Not al kulya, asked the Gemara, he took the kidney, habay haktara. What do you mean? You have to be maktir the kidney. So what are you taking it for? The hadam maktir, yeah, he gave it back. He gave it back and they were maktir it. What do you mean? You have to be maktir it with the rest of the chalav of every karban. So what do you mean? How do you put it back together? Yeah, you put it back together. They labeled each one and they put it back together with the rest of the chalav. You have to be machter at the same time, exactly with the rest of the chalav, not just l'shem the right people. So Ella tvisa ba'alma, he didn't really take it. He just grabbed it for a minute. To shaku minayu diavon lemida achrina. What he did was that he went over to our Karban Pesach. He took the kidney and he said one, and they gave him a penny. And he took one out, two, gave him another penny. And he never really took it. He just took it and substituted something else, and that's the way he counted. V'loha yilobazicha shulayim. The bowls did not have. I skipped. They stood in rows. My time, but why did they stand in rows? If it's because why were they in exact rows, gold rows and silver rows? Is it because they're going to give away the gold bowl and take a silver bowl, and that would be somewhat of a horadas kedusha? It's not right to give away gold and take silver. So achanami, doma shakli bar masan and maili bar masan. So then you still have the chashash, because maybe he'll give away a more expensive bowl and take one that's less expensive. El dachi shaper tvei. No, it just means that it's more aesthetically pleasing to have all gold and all silver. That's why it was done. Nothing to do with malin bekodesh or moridin bekodesh. V'lo hayu l'bezicha shulayim. They didn't have bottoms. Tan rabbanan. Kol bezicha in shabbat mikdash lo hayu lahem shulayim. All the bowls in the base of mikdash, none of them had bottoms, flat. They all had pointy bottoms, so that they would never be put down. Except for the little bowls, holders of the frankincense of the lechem upon him. Because if they had points on the bottom, Rashi explains, then you would end up leaning them against the lechem upon him, and it would bend the lechem upon him and put them out of shape. That's why those were flat, so they could stand right next to the lechem upon him. Shochad Yisrael v'kibel ha-kohen, says the Gemara, lo sagya delav Yisrael. It says the Yisrael shechs, and the coin accepts. Does it have to be with the Yisrael? He gufa kamash on the shechita b'zark sheira. No, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah to teach us the Yisrael can do the shechita. The kibel ha-kohen ha-kamash v'lan, and the fact that the coin does the Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'eluch mitzvah kuhuna. So from Kabbalah and on is a mitzvah of the kohanim. So only shechita is done by the Yisrael and later done by the kohanim. Nosel l'chaveiro, and you give it from friend to friend to friend. Shema mino halacha shlo beregel habi halacha. Is this to teach me that the third of the four avodos, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, holacha means bringing it to the mizbeach, you could accomplish that without moving your feet? Right, because here they kept passing it and passing it. So is that, and it's still called the holacha? So is that to teach me that a shlicha shalo beregel habi halacha? So Gemara said, no, dilma habi nai perta. No, it could be that they moved a little bit as they handed it over. Some say it means that at least the last one had to move. The last one had to move as he turned to the base of Mikdash, so there is some movement of halacha. Right, so the Ela Maikamash, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush if it's a halacha anyway? So what's the chiddush? Hakamash mla barovam hadras melech. The chiddush is that the more kohanim involved, the greater kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barovam hadras melech. Kibel asamali umachzar sareikon. You first take the full one and then give away the empty one. Avalif chalo, but you don't take the empty one first. Mesayle l'shem ben lakish, shem ben lakish, ein ma'avirin al hamitzvos. Don't pass over mitzvos. Meiri here explains, to get the male is a real mitzvah. To give away the empty one is just a hechsher mitzvah, getting it ready for the next mitzvah. So that's why don't do a hechsher mitzvah before a mitzvah. This is a concept that applies in many, many different places. Ein ma'avirin al hamitzvos, take out your shel yad first. Many other places, put your talus in a way where you're going to get to your talus first, because if you take out your tefillin first, you don't want to pass over the tefillin. Ein ma'avirin al hamitzvos. Good, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is the first 5 minutes, I want to talk about Shechita Kshira Bizarre a little bit. right, that we discussed a little bit in the past. Is it a lachanchila for Yisrael or a lachanchila for a Kohen? And Beth Hashem, maybe we'll talk a little bit about Eid Ma'avir and all the misses too. And tomorrow, Beth Hashem, we start a new parak. We finish the parak tomorrow, we start a new parak. Okay, today's shiur was the Zecha Nishmas, Ben Yamin Ben Shmuel, and Shimon Ozer Ben Noach.